I started in 1949. I don't know why I went there, because in them days you could switch from one job to the other quite easily, couldn't you? Lincoln Electric for 8 years in the office, just general typing.
Right.
I left to have my family, of course, and right. after the 8 years.
Yeah.
But, yes, it was quite a happy time, wasn't it, there?
Oh, yeah.
And
big office with
big
everyone.
One general office, wasn't yeah. it? With a,
oh, yeah, it was a big office.
The higher-up people had their own offices, didn't
yeah.
they?
Right. Directors
yeah,
and
yeah their own directors offices. And people like that. But it was one big
Broadwater
Road.
Which they've now pulled down. Right opposite Roche Products it was.
Oh, right, yes, yes.
Yeah, yep. down that end.
Yep.
Right next to the alleyway that went through to Peartree.
Yeah, because they moved it out
down
to
and rebuilt another one.
They moved that to Black Fen.
That's the word, I couldn't think of it, yeah.
I was there when they moved.
Yeah.
Right. A busy place, was it, you know, non-stop on the go?
Oh, or? Yeah, it was quite busy, wasn't
quite
it?
Cool, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Earn your money.
We had some good times there as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, was it a sort of... Monday to Friday?
Oh, yes, Monday to Friday,
no
yeah.
extra time at weekends or anything? It was
no,
just...
we didn't have to work weekends.
Right.
8.30 to 5, I think it was, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And where were you living at the time?
I was living in Ludwick Way at the time, which
all
was
right,
a very far away.
Yeah.
My first job.
Really? Straight from school for you, was it?
Yeah, I went straight into Doris's department, learned
right.
the job with her
yeah.
in voice typing.
Yeah, the old long carriage jobs or the little
yeah,
carriage
and with all the ribbons through it, the carbons.
Good old days.
Can't remember now, mate. And from then on, I went into the accounts department.
Oh, right.
So ended up learning the national cash machines with big bars on.
They're the ones that used to make noises to themselves, didn't they?
And you used to have to put all the little square plug things on them to do different things. And
yeah.
Think now. And then I was sent up to London to learn the Sumlock comptometers.
Right.
And
I had a comptometer operator,
which was nice. It was right next to the gin factory. Yes, then I came back and went on to the wages payroll.
So this is all still with GK.
So it was all connected with
the
up.
Lincoln
yeah.
Electric. Did they become Lincoln Electric became GKN, or was that?
Sorry,
I got my wires crossed there. Did Lincoln Electric stay Lincoln Electric? The name stayed the same.
No, they never changed their name.
They changed their name. No,
don't think they did.
Because
they moved from they moved from Broadwater Road in 1956.
Right.
Yeah, and I had to
to Black Fen Road.
While it was being built.
The big warehouse.
Yeah.
There.
Yep.
And I used to go down every Friday, two cars, take money down, pay the men out. It's quite funny now. But at the time I thought it was hilarious, but when you think now what could have happened. Every Friday, the same time, two cars would go down with money, pay the men. Oh, God, better me thinking about now, does it?
dear,
yeah, it was a change. It was a nice place down there, the new firm.
Yeah.
More modern and everything. Yeah. And slightly bigger, a big factory, wasn't it?
Yeah.
These big welding rods they used to do. And
is that what they actually made?
Welding
see,
rods.
See, I've asked Jean that this morning because I didn't know what they made.
No,
lots of welding rods.
Offices, I need to, don't you? It's just,
that's right.
In fact, I have got a plastic container, which is about that square,
right.
about that tall, which they used to pack them in. Oh, right. I keep money in needles in it. It's the right size.
Perfect, I should think, yeah.
But yeah, nothing really interesting like that.
Well, someone has to make them, I suppose. I just never...
Yeah, but I don't know.
But seeing the
is.
Name, Lincoln Electric,
yeah.
I never would have guessed that that's what they made, I must admit.
Oh, yeah, it was all to do with welding and that.
Right.
They did, I can't think what else they did, actually. I think they did something else, but, I mean, I just can't think of it. I can see the place.
Yeah.
But, no, it was quite nice. I mean, when they went there, it was right on the outskirts of Welling Garden, really.
Sure. Yeah.
There was
yeah,
nothing else around, apart from the farm, which is now a pub, isn't it?
Yeah.
Attymore.
Oh, the Attymore, yeah.
And the vets. But that was just the pub there when we went there.
Mm.
So it was out in the wilds, really.
Pioneering spirit.
Oh, no, that was good. As I say, we kept in touch with a lot of people from there, haven't we?
Are they big enough to have their own works canteen? And
yes, they did.
I know we had just a little room we went for our morning coffee, but what did we do for lunch?
At Broadwater Road, they had a canteen.
Did they?
Yeah. A nice big one.
And was it in that extra
it's behind
building.
Reception.
Oh, behind reception.
You went through a door behind reception.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, no. You went into the actual canteen and factory was just the back of it all.
Back of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I've got a picture of the reception area,
mm-hmm.
but I can't remember where the canteen was.
It's right behind it. You went through a door.
Oh.
Into a passageway and then into the canteen.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yes. Because I was in there. I used to take the money.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used to go down the lunch hour and take the money.
Right.
Part of my duties. Money. Everything was money.
Yes, I don't quite see that one, but yeah, okay.
Yes, it was very good.
Yeah.
That's what I first learned to. She made beautiful roast potatoes. She was a gorgeous cook.
Yeah.
Big lady. Do you remember? Gorgeous cook.
Crispy.
Make these gorgeous roast potatoes, and that was the first time I found out she used to cook them, part cook them, and then fry them, and they were gorgeous. These roast potatoes.
Yeah.
Everybody was mad on them.
Did you have like works outings and company outings?
Yes, we had works outings. I remember going on an outing when cherry pink and apple blossom time.
We did. We went over to Belgium. That was through Lincoln Electric because it was all the people that worked there.
Mm.
Yeah, we had I think there was at a football team.
Yeah.
And met up with the football team over there. Yeah, we spent the I think it was a long weekend or something over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we had day trips. I remember the day trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in 1952, I think.
Right.
That Belgian trip.
Oh, it is a bit unusual. It's a good memory because there can't have been many companies that organised something like that.
I don't know about days outings. Every year we had a Christmas do, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Up at the Parkway restaurant.
Yeah. They were a very good firm to work for, actually.
Yeah,
because on the coronation, we all got a clock.
Really?
Were you working there when the coronation was on? When the Queen was crowned? We all got a clock. It was coronation-y sort of thing.
Yeah.
Should have kept it, really. But I didn't.
No, my father worked at Lincoln Electric when it was in Broadwater Road. And my first recollection of it was, on a weekend, he used to do security for them.
Right.
And he used to have to take his Sunday dinner down on a plate. With a cover on and everything. And then we used to do the rounds with him before we came home, you know, check everything before we sat and had his dinner. And I always remember that. So perhaps that's why I went to work there. I don't know.
That's as good a reason as any, isn't it? Your time comes to find a job. I'll get a job before you go.
Mr. Clipsham was the managing director, wasn't he?
Clipsham.
I know when we went to Black Fan Road, we eventually had our own garage, didn't we? They had a garage place there, which they never had down Broadwater.
Right.
That was quite a thing. Who ran that? That was
Richmond.
Bobby Richmond.
Bobby Richmond.
Was it Bobby Richmond?
Yeah.
He ran the garage.
Not just for company vehicles, or it could be...
Vehicles, yeah. He had. I think they had a little minibus, and then they had whatever vehicles, the vans they used. They weren't big... I can't remember big lorries, but they had vans.
I don't remember any vans at all.
Yeah, up in Black Van they did.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if they made these welding rods, amongst other things,
there
must have been something bringing in the raw materials and something taking away the finished
goods.
Having said that, they're pretty heavy, aren't they? So
Yeah. They
probably
they
not
were.
Going to carry too much. A smaller van would probably do
it. Yeah, they were heavy.